This meeting is now being recorded.
And I do know, it sounds like there's maybe a few of you that are on your phones on the car. We're getting some blowback from that. So if you could, don't put us on hold, but if there's a way you can mute, that'd be appreciated. Brandy, go ahead.
Okay, taking roll, Judge Conklin.
Present.
Judge Barton. Judge Blum.
Blum is here, yeah.
Blum, thank you. Judge Earl. Judge Cope. Judge Herman. Judge Heinrich.
Here.
Judge Johnson. Judge Kaufman.
Here.
Judge Cole.
Here.
Judge Marigonda. Judge McCabe. Judge Sanders.
Yes, you.
Thank you. And who just joined?
This is Kim Humboldt and Drew.
Thank you. Good morning, Kim. We're just taking roll. Ms. Carter?
Here.
Here.
Mr. Chatters?
Here.
Fleming? Ms. Grimm? Mr. Hamrick?
Here.
Ms. Kerrigan?
Here.
Mr. Lewis? Mr. Planet? Mr. Roddy?
Here.
Ms. Romero-Souls?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Ms. Ugrin Capobianco?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
I'm here. Okay, and has anybody joined as we were taking roll? Did anybody join who did not acknowledge their presence? Okay, it doesn't sound like it. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy day to conduct this meeting. It's slated for an hour and a half.
Our advisory members are also on the line. We wanted to make sure we got those for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So there's Lotko's present.
John Wardlaw present.
Jody Patel's present.
Great. And I wanted to welcome. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
I have any staff as well.
Suzanne will have you present.
Great. And I did want to welcome John Wardlow. John, thank you so much for joining us. John, as many of you know, is our new Chief Administrative Officer. Did you have any quick comments, John?
Just a thank you and looking forward to working with everybody.
Appreciate that very much. As we've been doing this brief introduction, I've heard a few people. Anybody else who's now joined us who did not have a chance to answer at the roll call?
Judge, this is Jeff Lewis Kings.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. All right. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is some quick housekeeping, and that would be first on the agenda, the approval of the minutes from the November 10th, 2016 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move that we approve. This is Linda.
Thank you, Linda. Any second?
Judge Blum will second it.
Great. That's moved and seconded. Rather than simply ask for I'm just going to ask if anybody objects to the approval of the minutes. Hearing no objections, the minutes are approved. We're now going to move on to the items on our agenda. I remind everybody that we're in open session at this time. We have item one and item two, item one being the request for funding for info technology infrastructure. We'll get right to that. Item two being the review of our proposed agenda. We will then conclude the open meeting, and then pursuant to the agenda, we're going to go into, at that point, closed session based upon rules of court 10.75 as noted on the agenda. So let's get right to it. Item one on the agenda, the request for funding for information technology infrastructure from Humboldt and Madera. I heard Humboldt join us. Has Madera joined us?
Judge, this is Brandy. Bonnie Thomas is just letting me know that she's calling in now.
Great. Okay. Well, first come, first serve. Humboldt?
Good morning. This is Kim Bartleson, the CEO for Humboldt, and I submitted our funding request for one-time money to move us out of the CTCC. We've already taken some steps afford that, and with acquisition of a couple servers, and we're locally taking care of our backup solution that we needed, as well as increasing our connectivity in the courthouse with the fiber connection. And we have, with the assistance of council staff, have gone through to make sure that we have not overstated anything. As Patrick Ballard confirmed with us, we have exhausted all funding that we had with our other projects, and we need this critically in order to get us moved out. Without it, we have to stay, and we can't afford the cost of the center by ourselves.
And I'm sure everybody's reviewed the material that was sent out. This is John Conklin again for the meeting, but just to clarify, the reason these two courts are taking this action is because they are both too large to be part of the hosting center that addresses many other courts. So I wanted to preface that. Any questions or thoughts for Humboldt on their request? From any members of the committee or Humboldt, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I wanted it last year, but things take time, and I'm very appreciative of the fact that council staff have been right there to help us figure this out.
And by the way, folks, on page 8 of your material are the options for these two requests, options 1 through 5. Again, I didn't want to cut anybody off or in any way discourage discussion. The Humboldt Superior Court request is the amount of $399,111.
Judge Conklin, would you like Suzanne to walk through the options at all, or is it just self-explanatory?
I think that'd be fine, Suzanne, if you want to walk through those.
Briefly, but did we want to, is Madera on the line yet? Did they want to talk about their request first before I walk through the options?
Sorry, yes, we're now.
Great. Madera's now with us, so let's do that. Madera, we just heard from Humboldt. They gave us just a thumbnail of their request, and we'd ask the same of you.
Sure. Our request is to move us out of the CCTC with all the other courts. Fortunately, like Humboldt, we can't go to Plastic. We're too big. Our request, we're asking for $658,315 with the court. In addition to that, putting in $300,000, that gets us to CCTC and brings everything in-house so we're fully functioning here. I talked to Robert Osing on Friday, and we're going to be partnering with JCIT, and he's going to help us with an IT part-time planner to help us with this transition and planning it.
This is Suzanne. I would like to point out part of Madera's request. They have identified $300,000 of their 2% automation fund. There is some more of the funding that would be available that could potentially reduce their ask of the IMF down to $572,000. There's some coding corrections being done, and then an additional balance of $67,000. So they do have another $85,000, $86,000 that they could use towards their request, and it would reduce the impact on the IMF. Just wanted to point that out.
And the 300, this is John, the 300,000 you mentioned is what brings it down to the 658, correct?
That's 900.
Correct. Oh, great, okay.
That's correct. So if Madera was willing to identify another $86,000 or $85,000 towards it, the reduction on the impact on the IMF could be reduced down further to $572,000. Rounding. We have updated the fund condition for the IMF to look at projections, see how revenues are going, to look at any other expenditures or revenue that's come in. Our projections are showing through 2019-20 that revenues are going to be estimated to be coming in $5 million than previously thought. Offsetting that, we have found that we did get more money in at the end of last year, plus some other expenditures that weren't spent, so offsetting that by about $3 million. The fund condition, we've also updated for IT's evaluation of the impact on the IMF for continuing services for CCTC until such time all the courts are able to transition off. So the fund condition is, as far as we feel, is currently represents what's available that to fund these items. So the options, if you look at item table, what table is this?
Page eight.
You'll see that we do have fund balances available, taking into account you have choices. Option one, we fund both Humboldt at $399,011 in fiscal year 16-17 and Madeira at $658,315 in 17-18. Option two would be just funding Humboldt at this time for the current year. Option three would be just to fund Madeira and not fund Humboldt. Or to defer consideration of both these requests, or don't fund either request. So I'm assuming we're going to be looking at options one through three primarily.
And I would note, and I appreciate you for summarizing those, options one, two, and three each do require that these courts, if the funds are approved, perform a year-end review of their finances to be used to offset. So we do recognize this is somewhat of a moving target, given in the way our budgets work, and at the end of the year, each court, if they did have additional savings, would be expected to contribute those. I'm probably oversimplifying it, but I think that language is important.
Yes. Thank you for pointing that out, Deb.
Judge Conklin, this is David Yamasaki from Orange.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask a few questions?
Oh, of course.
So when I was looking at this, certainly both courts have made a case for trying to find a alternative to running off of the CCTC. One of the things that comes to mind is, you know, the fund condition of the IMF and TCTF both have not been really great. And I know that for repeated years, the Revenue and Expenditure Committee really drilled down on many of the expenses that were incurred, that were funded out of these funds, and we had to make very, very difficult decisions to eliminate services. I'm a little concerned that we'd be looking at burning through some of the very coveted reserves that we have to take on a not small request. So that's one of the concerns that I have, and wonder if an alternative may be for the funding to come from the emergency reserve that is there to assist courts on a one-time basis to address an urgent need, as opposed to looking at this particular fund or funds, I think maybe it's a fund, to fund this particular item. And the other issue, so it's the source, is the source of funding best placed? And the second one is, I know that technology is rapidly changing, and many of the courts are moving away from hosting their platforms locally and using perhaps other technology that may be cloud-based. And wanted to find out if some of the technical folks might be able to weigh in on that as an option, which I understand is both secure and less expensive. And with that, I'll wait to hear any responses.
David, this is Lako, if I may, just in terms of use of the emergency fund. This is definitely not an urgent need type request from my perspective as a CFO on this. I don't think from sort of the counsel I would provide to the committee is that would be an option to pursue. This is a known project, and therefore sort of urgent needs is different than this type of request, and it was not something that was considered for the Placer hosting model in terms of those courts when those were reviewed. And to suggest, I think that using the urgent funding pot would then assume that all courts should be contributing to their transitions to these away from the CCTC. So, I think just from a sort of available dollars and what's the appropriate pots of funds, The IMF, to the extent it's available, I think would be the most appropriate place to look for these funding if this is the pleasure of the committee.
Well, and remind me again, in terms of the PLASR funding model, where did the money come from?
From the IMF.
Here. Yep. This is Sherry Carter, and I just wanted to let you know that the Revenue and Expenditure Committee did review this request. We're supportive of the request. We greatly appreciate Rob Ouyang and the Judicial Council staff working with the courts to identify what the right solution is, whether it's hosting locally, whether it's hosting in the cloud. They are actually working with the courts and trying to ensure that there is the most economical process used to convert them and to host them once they're up. And also, it was our recommendation that at the end of the fiscal year, if there's any additional one-time money that's being held by the courts, that it would also be applied before the IMF funds was used. So, David, I didn't know if that was clear, but the Revenue and Expenditure Committee did review this and are supportive of the request.
Thanks very much for that background.
Absolutely.
And that is appreciated.
This is funny, Dara, David, just to answer your question, part of the plan that we're working on is hosting as much as we can in the cloud and not having it local.
Thank you.
David, Josh, one of my IT managers will address the question on behalf of Humboldt.
Regarding hosting in the cloud, at least for Humboldt's situation, there's a couple of reasons why we're leaning towards more on-premises hosting. Primarily is the high availability and our connection up here where we are. Because of our actual regional access to broadband, we don't have a reliable, redundant connection in and out of the county. So if we were to, and we have recently, lose an internet connection, or if it were to slow substantially, we would have major issues with being able to actually access the system. On top of that, in terms of the cost, we have done some build-out numbers on what it would cost to host this infrastructure in the cloud, and along with support and everything else, it would actually end up being more expensive in the long run for the system that we're looking at setting up. So both of those things have made it that it's actually going to be better for Humboldt and just in a general sense in terms of providing a system access to do it on-premises instead of cloud-based.
Yeah, that information is helpful. Thanks very much.
All right. Besides David's concern, any other questions or concerns about either of these requests? Also, I just want to note procedurally, I think Judge Barton and Judge Cope, have you joined us?
Yes, for Barton.
Yes, for Cope.
Great. We'll show you're in. Thanks.
Mike Planet also calling in.
All right.
Brian McCabe, present.
There you go. Okay. So now we have the five proposed options. Any further discussion or a motion on any of the five options?
Judge, this is Jake Chatters. I have a quick question for Zlatko, I think. And that's as it relates to the decision to relate it to Madeira. As it's laid out, it would be for funds in 17-18. And if that decision was made and this goes on to the council, that would then be that would not be subject to a re-review next fiscal year. Correct. If that decision is made now, it's a done.
Yeah, I mean, this would just be an allocation that would be made in the budget year, just being a decision made today.
Okay. So they wouldn't have to come back. Madeira wouldn't have to come back through the process again next fiscal year.
No, only to the extent that there was any funds available for them to offset the cost, and to the extent there's any additional 2% funds that the committee would ask the court to contribute to offset the cost of the IMF.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So
which could be a condition of the approval.
All right, and I thought I heard, did I hear Justice Slough on here?
Yeah, you did. Right. And
excellent.
I chimed in late, so I apologize, but I did get in time to hear the presentation for both Humboldt and Madeira. And just to share with this committee, I just want you folks to know that we, as a trial, as the JCTC also, from a policy standpoint, not from the numbers standpoint, evaluated these requests, found them very consistent with the path and direction that we feel we are on as far as eliminating the hosting center as it currently is, moving forward with local hosting or some other form of hosting similar to what Placer's doing or what Humboldt and Madero wish to do. And I just wanted to chime in and let you folks know that from JCPC's perspective, we wholeheartedly support both requests from the policy standpoint.
Thank you very much. Okay. Any additional
Judge Conklin, this is Judge Blum. I move we approve option number one, but I would suggest that we reduce the amount for Madero by the $85,000 that apparently they have located.
So can I ask for clarification on that? My understanding is that was tentative, that they haven't located it, but they hope to, or am I mistaken?
We've been working with Patrick Ballard and to verify what is available on the 2%. We have identified a coding correction that is in the process of being corrected, which frees up the $18,000. And then they also had a balance of $367,000, $143,000 at the beginning of this process, and they only identified $300,000 of that towards this project. So we have confirmed that they have $85,693 available to put towards this transition.
Okay. Madera, you're on the line. Did you have any comment about that?
No, I have no comment.
All right. So the motion, as I understand it, is option one to approve reducing the Madera request of the $658,385, reducing that by $85,693, given the additional funds that have been essentially recovered. So
yes.
There's a motion pending. Any additions or seconds on the motion?
Yeah, this is Mike Planet. I'll second.
Okay, so Mike Planet has seconded the motion. So now we have a motion pending before the committee. Any additional questions, comments, or concerns about the motion before we ask for a vote? Okay, hearing none, we have now, I think, almost every member of the committee present. It's a phone meeting. I know this is a little cumbersome. I'm going to ask simply that we just do a roll call vote down the line since we're on the phone to be clear as what our votes are. Brandy?
Judge Conklin?
Yes.
Judge Barton?
Yes.
Judge Blum?
Yes.
Judge Earl? Judge Cope?
Yes.
Judge Herman? Judge Heinrichs?
I abstain since I'm from Humboldt County.
Judge Johnson? Judge Kaufman?
Yes.
Judge Cole?
Yes.
Judge Maragonda? Judge McCabe?
Aye.
Judge Sanders?
Yes.
Sorry, one more time, Judge Sanders?
Yes.
Thank you. Judge Ms. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Chatters?
Yes.
Ms. Fleming?
Good, how are you?
Ms. Grimm?
Hey,
Mr. Hammerick?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's a good
Mr. Harrigan?
Yes.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Planet?
Yes.
Mr. Roddy?
Yes.
Ms. Romero-Souls?
Yes.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Ms. Ugrin Capobianco?
Yes.
Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So the motion as made to approve option one with the amendment or the change of the $85,000 approximately has now been made, seconded, and passed. Thank you all so very much for that. Moving on to the second item on our agenda, and that's our advisory committee's annual agenda for 2017. It begins on page 31. Of your materials. I think it's laid out hopefully pretty clearly. I think we have some challenges ahead of us for the next year, but challenges that have not been unfamiliar to us in the past. I think obviously the first one is WAFM and how we continue to successfully utilize that process. each of them is laid out. We then move to Prop 47 funding and how we continue to allocate those funds. Then court-appointed dependency counsel and reviewing that workload model. Child Support Commissioner AB 1058. Then some pretty standard ones that we deal with each year, obviously the IMF and TCTF allocations. The IMF funding phase out for V3 case, management systems and interpreter funding. So I've just moved through those very quickly. As you're all familiar with, I believe, with this agenda, we then present this agenda to E&P for their consideration and approval. But before we do that, I just wanted to open it up to see if folks had thoughts or any other ideas on our agenda for the upcoming year.
Judge Conklin, this is Carolyn Cool. I had two proposed additions on page 32.
Okay,
so
I'm there.
On page 32, these are the broad key objectives.
Uh-huh.
Number two talks about reviewing and recommending matters pertaining to structural shortfalls in the IMF and trial court trust fund. I think we also review that those funds and spending from those funds to ensure consistency with Judicial Council goals and objectives. And actually, I take that language from the top of page 36. Top of page 36, we're talking about the work of the R&E committee number comes over from point number five. So my specific suggestion would be in number two, after the words trial court trust fund, to add the following phrase, to ensure consistency with Judicial Council goals and objectives and
okay.
To address structural shortfall.
All right, I think that's accurate. This is a discussion item, so I appreciate that. I think that enhances that language, and so we'll consider that as well. You're right. I think it just clarifies exactly what we're doing with Judicial Council goals. So I like that.
And my second suggestion on number four is develop recommendations for the Judicial Branch Budget Committee. Looking at our responsibilities under California Rule of Court 10.64, we make recommendations about the trial court budgets to the council. Obviously, the council may want to refer matters to the Judicial Branch Budget Committee, but my proposal would be to substitute the word council for the words Judicial Branch Budget Committee.
Okay, or develop recommendations from the Judicial Branch Budget Committee to the council?
No, what I would say is develop recommendations for the council regarding trial court budget priorities. So that makes our recommendation consistent with the rule of court. We make a recommendation to the council. Obviously, the council, if it wants to refer something to E&P, it refers it to E&P. If it wants to refer something to the technology internal committee, it does that. If it wants to refer it to the Judicial Branch Budget Committee, it does that.
Okay. I appreciate that as well. Any other comments on our agenda for 2017? And again, this is a discussion item, so I thank you very much for the thoughts on this agenda. Okay, well, hearing none then, I appreciate that. We'll finalize the agenda and get it off the E&P pursuant to the schedule set forth. I'm looking for how we need to proceed because we're going to now, unless there's any additional comments, we've completed our agenda for the open meeting. But I'm frankly just wanted to ask now concerning the closed session, is the request that we conclude the meeting, the meeting's over, and then we call into the closed conference line?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So,
Judge Rubin, is there a separate number for the closed conference line so I can call in?
Yep, I can. I'll email that to you right now.
All right, thank you.
I've got a text to him right now.
Okay, you're getting it. You're getting it, Judge Rubin.
From like 18 sources. That's great. I'll probably get one of them. Beautiful.
If not, let me know.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry for my coughing as we went through this. This is John again. Before we conclude this meeting, anything else of concern to the general order? I wish happy holidays to all of you. I thank you also very much for your help over the coming year, and am encouraged by our pending year. We've got challenges, but we've got great people to solve them, so I really appreciate it. Anything else? Okay, so please, everybody, call into the closed conference line. Thank you.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.